I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, good morning. Amongst the turmoil going on in the political world, the entertainment world, always the sports world and the business world, they all seem to intertwine today. Seems like decades ago they were all separate entities, but that's no longer the case. And of course, the big story in the entertainment field is the firing of Roseanne Barr, which had to take place. And, I mean, if I sound like I have any doubts, it's only because the Republicans, the Democrats, will say anything and everything. And it doesn't hurt them. It just doesn't hurt them. They can say anything. Now, I'm saying that what Roseanne said was totally improper, totally out of line, and warrants firing. I very seldom do I say that about, and I'll be honest, any Trump supporter. But this was, I mean, you know, quite honestly, this is way over the line. If she wants to think it, I don't have a problem. You can't prosecute people for their thoughts. But what the hell was she thinking, sending that stuff out on tweets? And of course, it was a wonderful photo op for Valerie Jarrett to say she's using this as an experience teacher, or I'll get the exact word she used, a lesson, you know, a lesson in life. If you knew Valerie Jarrett, I don't know her at all. She's blessed with a very good personality, and she's made for these situations to exploit other people's errors. So Roseanne is gone, and all the networks who pick up the shows, they're all canceling. And it's too bad. I was just telling Tim here that, other than, and I can name, you know, 6, 7, 8 comedy shows in all these recent years that I like. And I thought, I remember years back when it came out, I liked it. I just have not had a chance to see the reruns. I think my wife DVR'd them for me, but this was one show that I actually watched and I liked. But, you know, like everything else, it goes by the wayside. And there are some people at ABC who are thinking, well, this was one of the most expensive programs for advertisers last season. And what they're saying, and I don't know whether it's true, trying to think why they'd have to rationalize this into thinking this was a good move for this part, for what she said. But I mean, I think it's a move you had to make. We have free speech in this once wonderful country of ours. But that doesn't entail you to say anything under any condition, whether it's fire, yell fire in a theater, or say things as obnoxious as Roseanne did. Now, when she took to defending Trump, I mean, that was it. I mean, it's not that I didn't like her. I liked her show, so part of it rubbed off. I liked her singing of the national anthem. Not really. I thought that was terrible. Back in those days, I hated Roseanne, and I don't know how she grew on me, but she did. And when she came out and she has defended Trump, that was it. Just like Kanye West, I immediately became, I don't want to say a fan, but somebody who could tolerate these people. And for Kanye West, this is great. Because what it's doing is providing an extra, I heard, 11% voting increase from the blacks. Now you got two different personalities. You got Kanye West, and then you've got who's the other one, Tim? Right, Jay-Z. No, I just came up with that before he came back. I think Jay-Z is a disgrace. He was out on some promotional tour with Hillary Clinton just a couple of days ago. His language is beyond comprehension. It's so foul and vulgar. But that's okay. What's the guy worth, $1 billion? That's okay. There's no apology for anything he says or does. And apparently there's no excuse that has to be put up for the kids. And I mean, who do you think watches that garbage? Brain dead Hollywood. Brain dead politicians like Barack Obama and kids. I guess I'm showing my age, but I still sort of get this knee-jerk reaction. And when I walk down the street and I see some young girl, teenage girl, using foul language like it came right out of the gutter. I don't really remember that growing up. But that's the culture we now live in, and a lot of it you can thank one trailer trash occupant, Bill Clinton. You're going to have that kind of behavior, do it when you get out of the White House. I don't care what you do when you get out of the White House. In fact, I think at this point, if you cheated on Hillary, it's not a cheating relationship. They've got an arrangement. But if you cheated on Hillary 7 days a week, I'd applaud you. It's actually a very rare comment for me to make. But just take a look. And without going into details, wow. So if the show continued, that is the reboot of Roseanne, it might have grown more costly for the network airing it. Disney's ABC network canceled the show after, if you haven't heard it, I think everybody's heard it, after Roseanne Barr compared Valerie Jarrett, who was the chief advisor to Barack Obama, to an ape in remarks on Twitter. I think she was trying to be funny. I don't care what your political or racial position is. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. Roseanne's Twitter statement was repugnant, repulsive, and inconsistent. I can't say inconsistent with holiday value, Hollywood values, but certainly inconsistent with what this culture should be airing and exposing. And in a since-deleted comment on Twitter, Roseanne Barr wrote that former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett was equivalent to the Islamist political movement Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. I agree to the first half of that statement. If you look into Valerie Jarrett's background, just like John Brennan's, I believe it. I'll say it again so nobody distorts it. Was equivalent to the Islamist political movement Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Well, Jarrett is black and born to Iran. She was born in Iran to American parents. And has reportedly extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood movement. I've covered this covered this on many shows in the past. And I don't want to cover it again, but John Brennan, Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama. I mean, come to your own conclusions. Roseanne was the biggest ABC hit of the 2017-18 season. It drew an average of 18.7 million viewers, second only to CBS sitcom The Big Bang Theory. That's according to Nielsen. Spammy. When I just see 3 seconds of a Big Bang Theory ad on television, I have to change it before I throw up. It's so bad. Jarrett, well, I'll tell you when we... I will tell you, I think, when we come back. That's what I think.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do, and I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
Talking about this this blow up, which is so much of this was tested from Obama creating the biggest schism in race relations of anybody I can remember in my time. I mean, that I got a thousand things to use, and I don't want to use any of the terms. What Obama did was atrocious. And we're feeling the after effects of it today. And you know what's so damn alarming? Only those with a little courage in the public eye on the right will come out and talk about it. But that's what we're dealing with. We weren't dealing, I was around. We weren't dealing with these kinds of issues. I can tell you that. The original Roseanne, I didn't watch it for the entire 11 years or whatever it was on. Nine years, I guess. But I watched a number of episodes, and it was pretty good. You know, the blue-collar family, the Connors, a little bit reminiscent of All in the Family. You know, they get overweight, the kids having overweight parents, John Goodman, of course, as well, struggling to get by. And it was like Archie Bunker. I mean, it was kind of, you know, you talk about some racism there, but it was like pre-racism as far as television is concerned. Norman Lear weaved it beautifully. And it was in good humor, and there was nothing to apologize for anything he said. It was reality. Archie had some comments and some nose twists and some eyebrows when it was mentioned that a neighbor or an employee was black. But it was done in good taste. And it was done against every religion, for God's sakes. Loosen up. Have a little fun. Can't do it. Can't do that today. So Trump, he immediately took a look at the show's huge viewership, as he is the reality star of television, as evidence that his supporters, which included Roseanne Barr, want shows that speak to their concerns. Why do you think the viewership was all that great? And now there are a couple of left-winging. I mean, most of the producers are left-wing anyway, who are thinking of coming out with a more balanced show. You know why it's balanced? Because it reflects the views of everybody. What's happened in this society? ABC's decision to cancel the show in the wake of an offensive tweet comes as the network is, like CBS, Fox, NBC, and the rest, in the midst of early upfront talks with advertisers. On May 15th, ABC couldn't stop talking about Roseanne. If anyone came to play a drinking game for how many times we mentioned Roseanne, you're welcome, said Ben Sherwood. This is a quote. President of the Disney ABC Television Corporation, in front of an audience of dozens of media buyers and blue chip advertisers. How many times was that mentioned? I'd say it's certainly one of the talks of TV land. But now comes the economic issue. I mean, you see it face everyone, and I'm not behind the scenes, so I can't possibly comment on that. But keeping the show on schedule could have generated the wrong time of talk when ABC is competing for its share of the market out there, lavished on prime time. And here in an era when consumers are becoming more and more polarized by politics and cultural issues, advertisers, boy, are they growing skittish about aligning their commercials with controversy. The advertisers should, by and large, unless it's something so hideous, stay out of it. Here you got a situation recently with the Ingram angle. Laura Ingram took a swipe at Marjorie Stoneham, Douglas High School student David Hogg. I want to be sort of respectful because he's so young, but he hasn't got a clue of what he's talking about. Now he's a spokesperson for the left on how to handle gun control. I don't even know if he shaves yet. Oh, but he's getting the attention of everyone. It's amazing. The great appeal of the show was to create this brand targeting in middle America. And, of course, this cancellation is going to hurt ABC. I frankly couldn't care how much ABC, NBC, and CBS are hurt, because they're incredibly biased organizations. And then there's another buying executive noted that her ratings for Roseanne had begun to drop after the reboot's first episodes. Well, some of these people will justify a conclusion to prevent themselves from getting into a political situation. Viewership for the final ABC show was maybe a little down, but I don't think that's an acceptable use for this when you're talking about the top show. Advertisers, here's some information. Last year, advertisers paid an average of $176,411 for a 30-second ad in the series. That's according to Variety, making the programs the highest TV-priced first-year comedy. I say first year. All right, we're going to take a little change here. We're going to talk about what our old guys do when they retire. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be right back.
you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a...
All right, we are back with our first and only guest of the day. But this is, it's a very, very important interview, because there's a lot of information here, and I certainly am fascinated, being a male moving up in years. And it affects everyone in your family, and it's certainly one I recommend for everyone, so I won't ask whom the book is for. The author is Dr. Thelma Reese, education and psychology are her degrees, and I can tell you, having looked through this and thinking, oh boy, this is really interesting for me. She has an extensive background as a professor of English and education, and I started to go through it here, and I decided let's do the interview. I just want to give a plug here because it's co-written with Barbara M. Fleischer, and I don't want to take too much time here by reading an extensive and very impressive resume. The book is published by Roman and Littlefield, and the name of it is The New Senior Man, Exploring New Horizons, New Opportunities. Well, this book is amazing because it really reflects upon how things have changed from retirement and generations back and how they have now. What are the major differences, Thelma?
Oh, they're huge, Stu. They're just huge. First of all, think about, not that it's a history book, but to put it in perspective, when Social Security was created, that was in the mid-30s. And the reason that the age 65 was picked as the retirement age for Social Security was because that's about how long men were living on the average. Well, it was a safe bet then to say, okay, we'll have a fund that you'll put your money into, and then it'll be there when you're 65 and older, because not that many people were going to have to collect it. Well, look at things today where when you reach 65, you may have another third of your life left. Nobody anticipated that. So we have people now reaching their 90s, still not only functional, but with energy, with mental energy, with all their faculties. And they're the people we're talking about. We're not talking about people with dementia and with Alzheimer's. That's enough for another book. This is about the new senior man who still has a lot to contribute and also has a lot of adjustments to make.
You say in the book, and this is really an interesting statement, the trick for aging men is not so much what to do. They can do nearly everything they want to. It's how to do it and get the most out of it. Now, I just want to couple that with a statement Burt Reynolds recently made when he said, he's 82 now, and he certainly was vibrant. He said, I can do everything I did before, only I do it much slower.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
The other thing to remember is there are also new things to do. You don't have to do necessarily all the old things. You may find new things to do, and many men do. And many men continue to grow and see this period as a new phase of development instead of a phase of decline.
Do you see this in any ways analogous to the breakout of women's independence, women's equality, not only in the workplace but at home as well? Is there any relationship
really
where men are suddenly now making a statement?
Absolutely. You know, that's such an important point because the roles of men and women have been so differentiated in the past and are beginning to sort of blend in some ways. And the men in this book, who all speak in their own words, by the way, and there are about 50 of them, they range from 60 to 100 in age, were raised at a time when their roles were so clear. In fact, we wanted to call this book, and men always get it when I mention the title, we wanted to call it Manning Up to Retirement. Because men know that expression, man up. They learned it when they were children, when they weren't supposed to cry if the ball was going to hit them, when they weren't supposed to cry if they fell down and skinned their knees. Somebody would say, man up, don't cry. You know, that's a sign of weakness. They're not raising their little boys that way. Their sons aren't raising their little boys that way. It's okay to express your feelings. It's okay to express your fears and deal with them in a different way. But most men who are now in their senior years, which we define as roughly over 60, but by the way, there's a good new name for them. It's not seniors, it's perennials, the people who keep on going and keep on learning. So these are people who are entering a new phase of development and finding new things. But it's very true that the women's movement has had a tremendous effect on them and on the women who live with them. That's why we say it's a book for women, too, because as the old joke goes, now that he's home, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
I've never heard that one. I like that.
You never heard that one? I have a lot of old ones, but
Thelma, we're looking at this move, this huge migration. I mean, all you got to do is turn on the television, read magazines, newspapers, all these retirement communities, and I'm not knocking them, and I hope I never have to go to one. All the people
Me
who
too.
Retire to Florida. I'm hoping I never have to go to Florida to sit around and think about how all my contemporaries are dying off one by one and there isn't a decent hospital down there. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of an exaggeration. How do you make
the
decision?
Not so much. Not when you're my age, right?
Yeah. How do you make how do people make that decision? I mean, it's not going to happen to me. I'm just not going to do it. But we're not talking about me, and I'm sure there are a lot like me out there. But how do you go about making that decision? Is it
mainly based on... And in many cases, by the way, the decision seems to be taken out of the hands of the seniors and put into the hands of their children, which can work for the better or the worst, frankly. Depending on the individuals and the individual families. But you're right, it's a tough decision, and for many people it's a great one to move into a senior community. I've given presentations in many senior communities, and I've seen ones where I thought, you know, I might do okay here. I might be able to live here. And you know, that's sort of the minute you walk into a place. And others where, you know, I could never do it here. And personally, my husband and I, who were up in our 80s, are living still in a four-story house and able to navigate the steps. And maybe we'll have to one day get a stair lift and hope we never have to move because we love where we live and we like living on our own. But the decision is a very individual one. It also has to do with something that is difficult, particularly for men who are alone, and that is the whole area of socialization, of loneliness. One of the real killers for older men is profound loneliness. If they're alone and they don't try to keep up a social life of some kind, keep social connections, and that becomes too difficult, then there's no, absolutely no choice, I think.
All right. I really wish we didn't have to cut this short. People, we'll have you back at a future time. You're a superb interview with really critical information presented in a way that everybody got. And please buy a copy of this book, Thelma Reese, Barbara M. Fleischer, The New Scene.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off my pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't overtalk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
Think you're going to get through an hour without hearing about the beloved Bob Mueller and what he should have coming up this summer? I'm going to do a very long segment, but it's going to be a very short segment because the clock doesn't permit me from doing a long segment. And I will do my best, depending upon what stories come up tomorrow, to see that I can continue this story about Special Counsel Robert Mueller and what may be the final stages of wrapping up his investigation. Now, this thing could go on for 2 years, or it could be just stopped. And I think it's common sense, but who knows how much common sense prevails. It is, and it happened with, Comey. And really injecting himself into the elections in November and how that all worked out. Now, it's too convoluted here to figure out. He helped Hillary. He hurt Hillary. He helped Hillary. He hurt Hillary. Ultimately, I don't think he helped her. But he's become the darling of the left because he's doing everything he can to hurt Trump. So I don't think you're going to... My guess is, unless this special counsel looking into Trump found something right now. You see, this is in June. Say June, July, August, September, October. There's 5 months. My guess is if he's reached the point where he really doesn't know where to go, and I'll just tell you, not as a former prosecutor, but if he reaches, because you never reach that point. These guys are these women. I wouldn't want to go up against any of them. But if he has something right now that he could pin on Trump, he would do it. So what's the latest here? July, August, Giuliani and I'm just counting the months here. Giuliani and Trump are kind of thinking it's going to be September 1st. I really don't know how you can go beyond September 1st. There aren't any rules or regulations or specifications for this. But how is Mueller going to wrap up his investigation? What will he produce? And what can we expect from the other participants in this saga? Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General. That wasn't a Freudian slip. It's because Jeff Sessions has disgraced himself so much, I don't even look at him as the Attorney General. Trump, his lawyers, the Republican and Democrat leaders in Congress. The next step in this constitutional crisis seemed clear. And this summer may well be the most consequential in presidential politics since 1974. That's the year Watergate came to a head. And I'll just start to name a couple of things that could happen. Some are comparative to, most of this is not comparative to Watergate. Oh, the hatred for Nixon. He was not a lovable guy. But most of this was not really related to Watergate. So if you go back to Watergate, the modern standard came after that for impeachment. It was set when, you remember, he's still around, independent counsel Kenneth Starr in a Republican House. And there was a House and there was a Senate. Where are they now? Except in a sabotaging sense led by Adam Schiff, the Democrats. They concluded that one instance of lying under oath about a sexual indiscretion was enough. Starr even concluded that he had the authority to indict President Clinton. President Clinton on those grounds, though he didn't do so. Just in case, and I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, if that's the standard today, then Mueller's findings involved, Trump will easily clear that very low bar. Except there's no stained blue dress. What a piece of evidence that was. It's pretty hard to rebut. But a presidential indictment would take Mueller down a constitutional, I guess you could say, rabbit hole. And he may not emerge from that for years or ever. And that would be a real pleasure as far as I'm concerned. But I don't want these unnecessary risks being taken just for the desperation of coming up with a satisfactory conclusion based upon what side you're on. It would also be in contrast to the long-standing Justice Department policy and Mueller, a very careful institutionalist, is required to follow department policy where he can. So no indictment, probably. And is Giuliani out of his mind? Probably not. I mean, this is a real mystery, because every time you move into territory that has not been investigated or covered, you're moving into a whole new different arena and setting precedents. But I think we're a ways off from all of this, and there's going to be a lot that's going to be happening over the next couple of months anyway. But, my goodness, I want to thank everyone for listening. Fast hour. This is Stu Taylor. Back tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,